listening to KPFA 94.1 in Berkeley, KPFB 89.3 in Berkeley, and KFCF 88.1 in Fresno.
Trickster who stirs the winds of power and summons the winds of change. So here we are. And before we bring in our splendiferous perfect guest and the astro-mythological guiding narrative of now, I just want to send a little shout-out to the Netflix movie Knock Down the House about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and five other fantastic women who ran against all odds. And as Alexandria said, it takes five people to get one person through. She speaks about, you know, we're going to capture America's imagination, and then we as tricksters say, and then we're going to set it free. This grassroots-funded accumulate and liberate power. You know, she spoke about wanting to be excited again. Our future's in this room. Well, our future's in this council here at this powerful time. And she was talking about political machines suppress democracy. And we don't want to get as much stuff in order as possible. And the power out there is an illusion. The power is here. So a little shout out there. So here we are. We are under the waxing Buddha's moon of animistic vitality. The full moon will be set, well, Friday night, Saturday. But it is the Buddha's full moon. It's the sun in Taurus, animistic incarnation, whose image for that degree is a mature woman reawakens to romance. May it be the Earth herself. And its opposite, the moon in Scorpio, which is queen of the fairies, returns to her domain. So it's all about this invisible, visible dynamic and the opportunity being so generously proffered to us to invite power into the world to animate the templates we set for it. And we say, you know, metaphor, well, it's Neptune, dreams, vision, imagination, visualization is stationing now, looks like it's standing still to us on Earth, really wants our attention. That metaphor is eager to serve as an incarnational invitation. Therefore, I am delighted to welcome the return of ally Belruth Napperstek, guided visualization maven, that we may explore the power of imagery in our micro body and macro body politic. I like the phrase out there, Liz Warren has a plan for that. And we say malaise, societal or personal. Belruth has an app for that. Her website is healthjourneys.com. And then just the useful pitch, psychotherapist, author, guided imagery pioneer, Belruth Napperstek is the creator of over 80 guided imagery audio programs honoring myriad health and mental health kerfuffles, I put that word in there. She is the founder of Health Journeys, a leader, producer, and distributor of mind-body programs that deliver direct self-help, we love autonomy, healing and wellness experiences, meditation, imagery, hypnosis, relaxation, acupressure, and yoga on screen or in listening devices. We'll be offering some of those for our fund drive. She's the author of Staying Well with Guided Imagery and Your Sixth Sense, which has been translated into 9 languages. Go organize team. I also like that Knock Down the House has been translated into 9 languages as well. Belruth's book on imagery and post-traumatic stress, Invisible Heroes, Survivors of Trauma and How They Heal, won the Spirituality and Health Top 50 Books Award. And we go, as Prevention Magazine has noted, Belruth has been quietly creating an underground revolution among mainstream health and mental health bureaucracies. Oh, good work. By persuading major institutions such as the U.S. Army, the Veterans Health Administration, the American Red Cross, Aetna, U.S. Healthcare, Kaiser Permanente, Blue Shield of California, nearly 2,000 hospitals, mental health centers, recovery clinics, and vet centers to distribute her guided imagery recordings, in most instances free of charge to recipients. In addition, her recordings have been involved in over 24 clinical trials, with nearly a dozen studies completed to date. Efficacy has been established for several psychological and medical challenges, including surgery outcomes, smoking cessation, pain, and post-traumatic stress. Welcome, Bell Ruth Napisak.
Thank you so much, and I'm exhausted from my bio.
Your bio is adorable, and you are such a spicy person. And I'm delighted to Kahoot again, because just to remember from years past, and it was Andy Weil who's like, get in touch with Bell Ruth, she's a genius. And I go, right, I remember her, she is a genius. But you had bestowed on me, or at least guided me, to the fabulous stamp that I put on all my bills and IRS envelopes. That says, time, and you can chant it with me, time and
time
trouble
and
may
trouble.
Tame...
I'll do it.
You can join in. Time and trouble may tame a wild young woman, but a wild old
woman is unstoppable. By any force.
There we go. We have it now,
yes,
and we're aspirational embodiment of such a thing. That's right. Yes, time. A wild old woman is untamable by and we just to shamelessly tease back and forth in reciprocal blessing and pitching. We go. KPFA is a wild old woman, you know, and untamable by any force, may it be so. So we are in Fun Drive team. I will make a brief mention of that, and then we will do dedicated pitching, but we're going to do a real show because we like to do that. And it's such a powerful, opportune time. So so we are in Fun Drive, and we'll be offering fantastic things that we will mention, downloads that Bell Ruth's team, Health Journeys, has customized for our listeners. I'll go through it just one quick time, and then we'll dive into wherever we want to go. But these are downloads, because who needs CD plastics, really? And so the first one is download Health Journeys Intuition Set, 4 guided meditations for unlocking intuition, developing your intuition, guided meditation for connecting with your spiritual guide. Yes, that's very big now. That's for a pledge of $50, or download Relieve Stress, guided meditations for inner peace, because we're only as effective as we are inwardly, Ho'oponopono, guided imagery mix, or... self-compassion includes self-compassion meditation, self-compassion during sleep. Oh, well, we'll come
back
to that.
That's because sometimes it's easier to be self-compassion when you're learning how to do that in your sleep. But, sorry, that's... editorial comment. But
Absolutely. As you may recall, or let me inform you, this is a completely democratic show. I will proffer questions, and you can say, no, I want to go somewhere else. That's fine. Conversing to and fro, and, you know, get to explore things, and I'll proffer them to you, because I do want to go to the micro-macro, but you can go, no, I don't want to, because I love your spicy self, and our backstage to and fro is good, going, and part of me to one side would like to do a kind of spicy trickster visualization series, which is like, no, blow it out. A little more truck stop, with a truck stop waitress kind of tone. But these are very soothing. And the last one, just to pitch, is Pain Relief Super Pack. Again, Bell Ruth's team, we did so much to and fro backstage, and thanks to our KPFA patient team and customizing these things for our team. So the Pain Relief Super Pack includes a guided meditation to help ease pain, defeat pain, or cooperate. I like cooperating. Meditations to transform pain to peace. Yes, this is good for the world as well. Whatever we do for ourselves grants us the spiritual muscle tone to do it in a larger way. Guided meditations for reducing and relieving pain. So any one of those, for a mere pledge of $50, 50 is a magic number, 5 is sacred to Venus, or all 4, we lucky people, for a all 4 downloads for $150, and that is by calling 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-439-5732, or online, because we have our live Bay Area audience and our Los Angeles Hi There audience and our KFCF Fresno audience. Mwah, I love you. You know, but we also have people online. We have people, we have listeners in Syria, Bell Ruth. We have listeners in South Africa and Japan and Australia and also
fabulous.
Across this nation. So this is all good and reciprocal blessing. Because let me go back. So you can pledge online, kpfa.org. That's the end of that.
Can sentence. I just okay. add something to the pledge stuff? Because
sure.
it's actually, each one of those four items are actually bundles, and each bundle contains three downloads. So this is such a deal, like you would not guess, I'm telling you. Anyway,
that's right.
So I just...
Right. Right. Bell Ruth is a very shrewd businesswoman, and you would not be getting this at the for the mere token price of $50. No, it would be, you know, your firstborn child and your third goat. But for our KPFA audience, all of this can be yours. All of this can be yours, and the immeasurable good that you can do and the increasing influence of each person and KPFA and Bell Ruth's team as well. There we go. Neptune. All right, so in the astrological language, you know, that you are animating without even needing to know it, you know, Neptune is the intelligence of how we participate in dreaming the world into being. And I love that the ancient Kabbalists said, you know, if the divine is everything, how does the divine create using nothing outside the divine? And they said, well, how do we create using nothing outside ourselves? And they said, in our imagination. So our imagination is the divine spark in each one of us that participates in dreaming the world into being. We go, that's always true, and it's part of Bell Ruth's long dedication, but it's especially true now. Some things are always true, but they are especially true now at this powerful, waxing, animistic, vital moon. Here we go. So as we get to... you know, woof woof, play back and forth, Bell Ruth. You know, anything that we want to. I love Dion Fortune says the purpose of ritual magic is to spiral expanded wisdom and tolerance into group mind, and radio, of course, is like that. But also, all of your qualities are like that too. Which is, you know, each person doing good for themselves is also contributing to group mind, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, I was thinking, the way I think about imagery really matches the way you think about the world, I think. Because, you know, the most powerful kind of imagery, the most powerful kind of healing story you can put together would presumably, at least Carl Jung would say, would need three elements to make it healing, and the first one being creating sacred space, some place where the extraordinary can happen, and you can do that with your imagination in ways that you can't do it just schlepping around in urban America, right? So creating sacred space where magic happens, where you're in a non-ordinary place, and then the second element is magician energy. Something powerful and extraordinary that happens to facilitate the shift. And the third thing that's required is a ritual of undoing and reconfiguring. So put all that together and you can have a magic ritual of healing and transformation. And it can happen in the absence of community that does this sort of thing these days in modern first world, you can have it in your imagination. You can do a soul retrieval. You can have a community around you. And right. they can be magical allies. Anyway, I'll shut up now.
No, don't. Oh, don't ever. No, that's perfect. And also, we don't believe you. Don't. No.
Nobody believes me when I say that. Yes. Sorry.
No, that's a wonderful, that's a great achievement. Because verse turning, we're all in this giant conversation, we're all in this dream together. But, you know, because everything you say sparks 10 ideas and sacred space. And yes, I have a quirky witchery in my little outpost outside Washington, D.C. on everyone's behalf. It's the embassy. And it's like a giant Mexican Day of the Dead box. It's full of art and magic, and my more conventional family members come, and they're like, "No," you know, like some of them have even left. You know, important medical people have left, going out the door, going, "We like rationality." I go, "That's a very irrational thing to yell." I do want to honor. I just had a wonderful, wonderful friend visit. All praise to Jennifer Stoll from Bluff and Bolinas and many places, a dear ally. But she walked around my house. She goes, "Oh, this is so wonderful. If you do nothing else but having created this sacred space." And I go, "Oh, what a relief. And what an antidote to family. Thank you very much." Okay, so sacred space. Have people come to your sacred space inwardly, you know, imaginatively or outwardly, who support it. Right, there we go. That's,
yeah. Well, you know, when you're inviting all these wonderful archetypal thematic elements, you're basically getting the whole human race behind your intention to heal something, including yourself. But it certainly can be the rest of the world, too. It is a crazy time.
It is a very crazy time. So we want to dust off, you know, metaphoric agility. I like to say, you know, that sense of weight and depression, and the backstage trickster guides go, it's the weight of your magic backpack you've been wearing for 58 years. Why don't you take it off and pour out the contents and see what's in there? And you go, oh, the capacity to dream the world into being. Oh, and Dorothy's slippers and, you know, everything, and our goat. Somebody got my goat, but here it is. It's back, and all of these things. So the Neptune realm, and Neptune is in the outer planets represent huge forces of nature's genius, intelligence, and Neptune images, dreams, visualization, kindness, altruism. That we're all in this dream together, but it's in its home realm of Pisces, so strong now, you know, and on this full moon and everything. But the way I think about it is as though all the critters are meeting backstage, you know, going, what are we going to do about the humans? We got to either kill them or heal them. Let's try healing them first. Let's make everything that has ever moved humans to participatory, imaginative healing of themselves and others available for fresh expression. And that's very much what you're dedicated to, right? Which is to bring these old things alive in a fresh new form available to everybody, and smuggling it to hospitals and doctors and army.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Well done. Well done, Agent Napperstack.
Thank you. I put my psychopathy to work. Yes.
Oh, well, so say psychopathy. Explain, of course I know what that is, but explain to our listeners who might not. What is psychopathy?
Well, you know, presumably it's a disdain for, the rules. Now, I'm not talking about it clinically, but, you know, a bit of a psychopath is somebody who isn't terribly caught up in doing things properly, to say the least. So, you know, it's like, There can be virtuous psychopathy. That would be sneaking guided imagery into various traditional health venues, perhaps. It's not as hard as it used to be anyway. I mean, I have to say, it's really been. It used to be that the only people who would help me in my various endeavors, say traditional physicians, would be the people who lived on my street, who had to face me tossing trash out on the tree lawn, you know what I mean? So they would help me develop these audios from a medical standpoint. But now it's almost conventional to use guided imagery in a hospital.
It goes along with, you know, again, all of the complementary and the increasing slowly, slowly dissolving of the resistance to the contribution of medical cannabis, which is a Neptunian realm. So we go guided visualization and medical cannabis, or cannabis, very useful together. You know, again, this idea and...
I think that idea is racing to much more acceptance very quickly. It's kind of exciting to see. Anyway.
Yes. Right. Well, but what? Because there was such you know, inquisitional, you know, suppression and resistance, And then until now, like, it's moving, it's moving. Now your birthday is carefully cloaked from the public. I was looking for your birthday, and it's like, no, all we know is that you're born the year of the horse. That's right. That you maintain your discretion, you wise,
interesting person. No, it's not a secret. I was born December 25th, 1942.
Excellent. I love that. You know, just on
I'll
the 50
cent
level. I'll
tell you my weight, too. I'm completely shameless.
What is your weight?
But never mind. Well, my weight is 168. I'm 5 foot. I used to be 5 foot 10. I'm probably 5 foot 9. There you go.
You're a glorious Valkyrie. I remember this. But also, this may amuse you. December 25th, that means the sun is about 3 plus Capricorn. There are metaphors for each degree of the zodiac. This is so you. The image for your sun when you were born is a party of campers packing their canoe at twilight, the ability to navigate dark water.
Ooh, love it.
Isn't that great?
I don't know, but I do love it, yes.
You spicy vixen. Well, you know, we're all together, and there's, you know, Captain Belruth Napperstick, you know, packing our canoes at twilight. That works. You know, the ability to navigate dark water, and again, to embrace it and collaborate with it. The darkness can be spooky, but it's also this incredible receptive to imaginative imprint. What do we want to call forth from the darkness? You know, what allies. And
yeah.
So maybe we want to, I clipped down our clip to just a little teensy bit, but I think we can redo it together. But I do have the clip and just 30 seconds of something that you sent that I think we can riff off of. And so if beautiful
Great.
Erica has that, we will play the little clip for right now.
All the loving kindness that has ever been sent your way, every prayer and good wish, every smile and gesture of gratitude, filling the field of energy around you, pulling it all in like a powerful magnet, calling every good wish home, and so increasing the powerful protective field all around you.
I like that little clip because, you know, the field of energy calling every good wish in, right? So,
yeah.
And there's your very soothing voice and then the effective massage music, but it's like, okay, but it is effective. It is effective. And you've been doing this so long. I mean, I think I can't remember.
Yes.
Well, how did we first connect? Through some, were you doing some sounds
group
project?
I think I met you, did I meet you at a Common Boundary conference? Could that be?
Could well be. That could well be.
I think
that's
that might
right.
be it. I guess you dazzled me. You dazzled me with your amazing language. Oh, my favorite.
Oh,
it's
sweetie.
Like, oh, she has to be Irish. God, who talks
yes,
like this?
That's... Yeah, that's good. Now we're all well, and that's a good thing, you know, for all of us too. Is Neptune and Pisces says everything, our whole lineage of, you know, mythological ancestral is kind of pouring, you know, up supportively. You could do a whole thing on this, the infinite visualization too, to support us. And so yeah, and you know, Terence McKenna, you know, kind of a bardic ally who sort of handed the baton to a number of us, many of us, whoever. Wants really going here you go, that's right, the gift of God. but I also like, you know, in relationship to yourself, the idea of smuggling wisdom, you know, smuggling things. I was doing a reading for a wonderful woman, you know, who does music for Cirque du Soleil, and it's fabulous. And so I said to her, so you're smuggling esoteric wisdom into culture disguised as entertainment. She goes, exactly. Right. So all of us, you know, all of us, may we all be, you know, on a mission, smugglers. You know, everyone listening has something to waft out there into the world, and that the memosphere of group mind is the backstage realm. And let me toss to you, because you're guiding people into backstage, aren't you, really, Belruth?
Yeah. Well, and what is a metaphor but a smuggle, right? You're smuggling
well, yeah.
an idea in a wonderful cloak, and yeah,
yes.
and or in a story. So I remember the first time a veteran who listened to our post-traumatic stress imagery said to me, "That's a freaking soul retrieval. You can't fool me." And I was like, "Well, yeah, busted."
Right. Well, yes, it's the surprise. Well, it's like Andy Weil and I cooked up this thing back in 1970, benign paranoia, the idea that the universe is a conspiracy for your benefit. Going, oh, that's right, that everything toxic has a positive, like there's positive sleeper cells, right? Like everybody born in the 60s, right? Positive sleeper cell coming alive now. Going, I know we came here to do something. God, oh, right. You know, so these positive stirrings and this kind of animism. And the reason I love also bringing up backstage, you know, all these antique phrases, the subconscious or, you know, whatever. You know, backstage, I love my friend Catherine Neville excavated in her research that the reason we call backstage the green room, it's from Greek theater. It was sacred to Dionysus the green man. And so every actor, regardless of their role on stage, hero or villain, would spend time in the green room dedicating themselves to the flora and fauna of this earth. And we go, that's why it's called the green room. Isn't that wonderful?
That's very cool. Yeah, love it.
It has real meaning because I spend some time in green rooms and they're almost always beige, right? And people are like, yeah, we don't know.
True.
But that's the thing. It's like if we track everything back to its originating, liberating impulse and set it free, here's a visualizing thing we can do. You know, that's what we want to do. What did this want to be before it got corrupt or ill or rogue or whatever the malaise is? You know, what did this want to be in some form? And then, you know, and then we all have our trickster magic keys to unlock things and set them free, and that, yeah. But so tracking everything back, so you are speaking unashamedly with grown-ups about sacred space and magicians and the ritual of undoing,
yeah.
And it's well received, right?
Well, or I don't speak about it; they just experience it, feel like something happened. I don't care. They don't have to name it if they don't want to or don't recognize it, as long as something happens. I really do like to just do something useful. If naming it is useful, great. If ignoring all of that to conscious mind is useful, fine. Just feel better. Just get what you need and do what's right.
That's great, and if it's real, it doesn't need to be named, and you know, and sometimes not. You know, it's like a wonderful 19th-century magician Eliphas Levy says: to know, to dare, to will, and to be silent. Sometimes, you know,
nice.
And I think also for all of us who are, you know, dedicated and also have some aspect of presenting, but I think it's useful going. It's not performance; it's magic. Right, it's not, look at us. It's like we're really doing real things here, and so let me be responsible, and you can chime in as we go. We are in Fun Drive, are fabulous for now, and we will have you back when it's not Fun Drive. We can be even more woofy. Well, maybe hard to imagine, but we are in Fun Drive, and Belle Ruth is a wonderful ally, and like everyone resonating in our dedicated listeners, you know, may we all be complete citizens in our micro and macro, and we want to play more with that. But her team at Health Journeys has customized for our KPFA audience several things. All right, and chime in. So
these are bundles. They're little gift bundles. Yes.
They're
not
gift
so
bundles.
Yes,
that's right. They're big, and they have great influence. And you can, but don't listen in the car necessarily. Or pull over. So the first one is Health Journeys Intuition.
Can I say anything about Health Journeys Intuition? Yes, it's
Intuition Pack. Thank you.
Different approaches to accessing your intuitive gifts.
Yes. Excellent. Okay, that's for a pledge of $50, only $50, by calling 1-800-439-5732. Think of what Pythagoras would have done, going, man, if I wouldn't have had to set up the mystery school if I could have just paid $50 or Greek coinage and downloaded this. What a world you all live in. Then we have, okay, that's part one, the pack. Then we have the Health Journeys Relieve Stress set.
Oh yeah, it's the stress, the de-stressing bundle, we could call it.
Does it come with a stuffed animal? It comes with an imaginary stuffed animal. De-stressing bundle, okay. That's right, with your favorite spirit animal in your mind. Okay, so that's also for a pledge of $50, we lucky people. And then we have the third possibility is the self-compassion set, which I love also, self-compassion meditations and during sleep and harnessing the power of kindness.
Yeah, that's Bodhi Paksha. He's the best. Yeah, sorry, go ahead. I got to shut up.
No, you go ahead. Bodhi Paksha says what? What?
Yeah, that's his. The two self-compassion meditations are from Tracy Stein, and the harnessing the power of kindness is mindfulness, loving kindness meditation by this very wonderful, gifted Bodhi Paksha guy, who sounds very exotic, but he's actually lives in New Hampshire. He's got a Scottish accent. What can I tell you?
Little Scottish, look at the wee squiddle. Look at the wee self-compassionate squiddle. I first spoke with a brogue, so my 2-year-old self can resonate. Look at the wee,
right?
Wee self-compassion. Yeah, look at the wee self-compassion squiddle. Look at the wee squiddle. Yeah, the squiddle has compassion for you. Anyway, so that's also yours for a pledge of, or ours, a pledge of $50. And then there's more. Then there's also number... I couldn't even number four.
Oh, yeah, it's a pain relief bundle. Yes, and it stars. There's one by me. There's one by Emmett Miller. We actually re-engineered it because it had some very old recording that needed some sprucing up, but the content was magnificent. And Chris Edstrom has some mindfulness around pain. So Emmett's the hypnotherapist. I do the guided imagery. So it's a triple threat to pain. Yeah.
or well, I guess you're going to frighten pain away, going, woo!
Yes.
pain is wimpy, like with the demons. All right, so the wisdom of the ages to be, you know, pain-free or some other... What is a word for no pain that doesn't involve the word pain? Well, we'll come back to that. But but that's for a pledge of $50. And you can have all four of those. What an effective visionary activist we will all be. All four downloads.
That would be four times three. That's 12 meditations in all. Think about that.
Ah, think about that. So that's for a pledge of $150. So you can have 1, 2, 3, or 4, if you can remember them, or just pick randomly. It'll find you. Or all four, just to be on the safe side, for a pledge of $150 by calling 1-800-439-5732 or magnetizing 1-800-439-5732. Because just whatever it is. But, you know, it's a powerful time. Dedicated acts of beauty invite power into the world, always and especially now. So whether we're making altars or paragraphs of our manifestos of dedicated devotion or, you know, pledging money, you know, any of those things are even more effective right now. You know, by the doing of this thing, may this happen. You know, and Bellruth was mentioning ritual, and the way I come to it is, you know, ritual is not necessarily something that somebody tells you what to do. It's any physical thing that we do that we imbue with dedicated symbolism. So by sweeping the floor, you can also sweep out the past. There's a lot that Bellruth guides us to about, you know, use all of these kerfuffly opportunities for getting well, you know, to release old grievances, old grudges, old things. I love that part where you say, and, you know, we all have some difficult selves, probably, but let it go of the things,
yeah,
the old. Yeah,
yeah,
we do. Yeah. Well, it's a, you know, I mean, illness is such a huge industry now, you know, and then here you are being embraced, and what we know is really useful, the visualization, the medical cannabis, the softening Well, I guess the softening of the Inquisition. You know, well, you've effectively done this because, yeah, because when you were talking about, you know, remastering a lot of these recordings, it's like, yes, I still have things on cassette tapes that, because you must have too, right?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Ancient little cassette tapes that were slowly transferring. You've done it.
The Wii cassettes. Hmm? Yes. The Wii cassettes. I loved your invocation of W-E-E. Right. Wii. So I'm going to be using it a lot, I can tell.
The Wii Squiddle, the Wii cassettes, the Wii. No. Well, because, you know, these playful words, you know, are intimate play. Look at the Wii. You know, even look at the Wii monster. Right? It makes it cuter, right? Look at the wee demon.
Right.
Look at the wee psycho. Look at the wee psychopathic tyrant. You know, it just puts it in perspective. Oh, little wee person. What did this want to be before he got so corrupt and greedy? Oh, let's set it free. And then something, you know, for our ongoing, perhaps, conversing, because I'm going to have to reluctantly release you in 5 minutes and do dedicated pitching. But we have 5 minutes, and then we'll do more. But I have a wonderful kind of longtime ally, colleague who's Scorpio, 12th house. She's a forensic psychiatrist, right? And in our conversation, so her job has been a tough one, to go into crime situations and maintain kinship with the perpetrator. And where we go is that there is no strictly personal, that all crime is a reflective of the larger collective and therefore wants to be understood that way. You know, when she finds children who'd killed their mothers, right? And she goes, well, we are killing our mother. You know, it's all speaking to us. And then in a non-pathological way, what I want to kind of play with you in perpetuity in ways to go is, well, maybe there's no strictly personal illness or kerfuffle either, that it all, it's got a kind of pulsing connectivity to the collective in some way, and that each person's challenge also might, I'm gonna pitch this to you in a moment, might want to be accompanied by a blessing, that as they resolve this issue in their life, may it be resolved in the larger world. Does that resonate with yourself?
That's beautiful. Yes. That way. Yeah, you're doing no extra. You're doing extra despite doing what you need to do.
Yeah, and one of the things I've been kind of working with is that redemption does lie in brewing medicine for others. It feels good, right? When you're, whatever we have, a depression or a difficulty or a challenging diagnosis or whatever, it's like, and what would be good for me? And then how might that be useful in the world? That it's like Martine Prechtel, buddy of show, but he says the greatest blessings comes from those who are having the hardest time. Which is why he takes his students into prisons to be blessed by prisoners, and part of the beauty of this show is that, you know, he was talking about that once on the show, and I got this great letter, several letters from federal penitentiaries saying we heard what Martine said, and so we gathered in Sweat Lodge in the prison, and we're sending out blessings to you, to your show, and to KPFA, and it's like, that is so moving.
It is
the best. It's the best.
Yes.
Yeah. And then this model of manners and collaborative manners, and because Martine says, you know, was the oil invited to come out of the ground? Was the oil, you know, then invited to become plastic? Was it invited to become a computer? You know, he says manners. And so part of our, you know, may humans have manners again. And because a lot of your dedicated work is collaborating, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, always. But, you know, you just reminded me of a quote from you that I have used often about what is it? It's invisible forces want to help, but they need to be invited.
Right.
Or something.
Yes.
Yeah, right? Isn't that you? That's you.
That is me. That's close enough for mythological work. Yeah. Right. I've changed it into cooperators are standing by. But yes, no. Invisible. Yeah, the ally etiquette is that, you know, everything wants to help backstage, but we must invite it, and we invite it by acts of dedication. You know, it's like we'd like to enter into the world, and it's like, because, you know, gods know we can't do this by ourselves. It's by ourselves that got us into this pickle. So, so yes. All right. Well, is there any resounding woofy thing that you want to say
before
I?
All this conversation has reminded me of a sort of magical thing that happened last week.
Good.
I don't know if we have time to do it. Can I tell you a little story? It's
Please,
a true story.
Yes.
So I'm driving. I'm driving around, and I get one of these massive flat tires, you know, like instant kaboom, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. So I'm thinking, oh, geez, what am I going to do? I realize that there's this wonderful, beautiful, generous man who owns a body shop, and he's not too far away, and I could probably just drive 3 miles an hour to see him. So I do that because I know he's going to help me because he's a good man. So anyway, so I pull into his place, ba-doom, 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 and I say, you got to help me. I got a flat. It's really bad. He looks at it. He says, I don't fix flats, but I'm going to fill up your tire. I'm going to call the Firestone people around the corner. I'm going to get you my discount, and then I'm going to fill up that tire. I'm going to tell you to go, and you can make it on that tire. So that's what we did. But in the meantime, he told me that he was having surgery for a sudden horrible diagnosis that he had gotten. And I said, gee, we've got this guided imagery for surgery. I could send it to you if you want. It gets really good outcomes in clinical trials. He's kind of a geek, so I knew he needed to hear that. And he said to me, because he's a very nice, polite guy, he says to me, okay, sure. And I'm thinking, oh, he's just being nice. He's not going to listen to this, but what the heck? So I send him a download. Well, and the surgery was like in 2 days. The day of his surgery, I wake up and I think, oh, gosh, I wonder how he's doing and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I get this email like in the morning, first thing. He says, hi. I had surgery today and it went well. I'm reading this. I used the surgery downloads you sent me to excellent effect. I never go for that kind of thing at all. But I couldn't ignore that you were delivered to my door at the perfect time. I dug in wholeheartedly and let it in. I think even the surgery outcomes happened. It may be the best and most important thing I have ever received.
Wow.
I know. Thank you. And it was like, God, that made my, not week, that made my month. That was
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And especially because he's such a beautiful guy. He's such a good man. Anyway, so that's all I have.
No, that's right. No, you've been dedicated to bringing metaphysics to everyone since 1944, right? Or for whatever it is. Anyway,
42.
42. Right. Well, maybe you took a rest for 2 years. But anyway, visualizing quip. I'm sorry. Say what?
You said you took a rest for 2 years. Yes, while I was getting toilet trained. Anyway, never
exactly, mind. And then you're like, and then you hit the road running or wafting. You hit Belrose, hit the road wafting, going, I'm getting my wafting, and may we all have wafting. Okay, darling. Well, we're having too much fun. So I'm going to reluctantly release you from
release
now.
Me.
But please release me. But let us be in astral backstage cahoots in some perpetuity form.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This
absolutely.
Is too fun. Well, thank you, Carol.
This is too fun.
This is wonderful.
Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, that's great. So that is our wonderful ally and very, very good sport and effective contributor and generous contributor to KPFA, Belruth Napersteck. Napersteck. There we go. I'll get it right. Again, her website is healthjourneys.com. And reciprocal blessing. We want to absolutely raise money for KPFA and to show how much you love the Visionary Activist Show. 23 years. Come on, here we go. But we also want to spread abundance. And, you know, her website is amazing, going, it's visualization for you have Lyme disease. We have an app for that. You have, this problem. We have that. You have depression. Here, this thing, you know. And they've generously customized these for us. They went to a lot of trouble, or some better word. They went to a lot of dedication to customize, as Belarus says, these bundles. And so bundle one is the intuition pack, the intuition bundle. For a pledge of $50, just see if that speaks to your intuition. The relieve stress set, number two, for a pledge of $50. Relieving stress. This is important for us to be agents of effective, you know, spiraling out of polarity. And please don't feed the Dementors. That's part of our dynamic. Because the Dementors, bless their wee little wicked hearts, you know, they feed on heat
and polarity and opposition. So they do horrible things that make us outraged, and then they feed on the outrage. So this is part of all of our ongoing, like, evolutionary dynamic. So how do we then expand our repertoire of response to our own personal crises and collective crises as well, so that we're not feeding the Dementors? So, you know, download 2, relieve stress set. Download 3, that she calls it the bodhifaccia. This is the self-compassion pack, right? Self-compassion during sleep. I'm all for that. And number 4 is the, that's for a pledge of $50. Number 4 is the pain relief super pack bundle, a guided meditation to help ease pain for self and world. I'm just chiming in. Meditations to transform pain into peace, right? And that's for a pledge of $50. And you can have all four of those for a pledge of $150. By calling, and I'm going to bring in my fabulous Chris in a moment, by calling 1-800-439-5732. That's 1-800-439-5732, or online, super secure, or as much as anything, kpfa.org. Hey there, Chris.
Hey, you. So, what was her name again? Bell Ruth
Nepperstack from Cincinnati, Ohio.
What was that last name? What?
Yes, it's. I can do it. Naparstek. Naparstek.
Okay.
And it's true. We go way back, but it's part of the dynamic.
She was wonderful. I also am Year of the Horse, so I had well that over there.
Oh.
So
you horsewomen. Yeah.
And it's healthjourneys.com is her website. Yes.
Right.
Okay. Good.
And it's useful for her, and it's useful for us now.
Oh, these are incredible, and I want to tell you that someone is getting the intuition set. That is June Ama in Oakland. She's already doing that. And we'd like to also thank John in San Francisco. Thank you so much for your donation this hour. And Melanie in Katadi and Liz in Berkeley. And I really want all of these. The intuition one is very very compelling. I would love to be able to develop and unlock my intuition. That's what that one would be for. But that you get all four of them together, that is like perfect. $150 to KPFA, all to support the station that brings you this woman, Caroline Casey, on Thursdays. When you said, what did this want to be before, I immediately see, even though this is for adults, I immediately see my 5-year-old grandson and all the things he wants to be. And I'm so nervous he's going to enter public school next fall. You know, what did he want to be before?
We've got a visualization for that. Never mind.
Oh, good. Of course
you
do.
Know, and your powerful wizardess blessings, you know, for that you put out in the air regularly and that we do as well. But for your son, you know, we see him surrounded by iridescent fairy dust. And may that which is not good for him be swept from his path, and that which is good for him be drawn into magnetic intimacy. Karen Sanders taught me that one.
Oh, may it be so.
And that handles it. And that, you know, wherever he goes, and it's like, oh, that public school just fell apart when he walked in the door, but something better just sprung up. It's a time for fantabulous well-wishing, really.
And it could be a wonderful, I'm not saying public school is wonderful, but it's just the world awaits to swallow him up, just as it swallows all of us, unless we have some of these tools that Caroline shares and offers and demonstrates every single week. It's just amazing to me. I get so much out of it, like cooperator standing by. She makes it's so quick, her brain. And here are these four MP3 downloads on the Health Journeys thing from her guest today, Bell Ruth.
And each one contains four. It's like Chinese.
Yes.
So it's four sets. Each one has four guided meditations.
For intuition, to relieve stress, for self-compassion. That's another one that I could really use. That's a really useful one, just generally speaking, harnessing the power of kindness. And pain relief, all of those. Wow. Yeah. And all of them, for each one for $50, or all four for $150, all to support the station that brings you Caroline Casey, with you can guarantee that she will be here by helping. And just as dedicated acts of beauty bring power into the world, as she said, the calling of KPFA is a gesture that goes out to so many thousands, millions of people, really, because we broadcast online at kpfa.org all over the world. And your contribution helps that happen, makes that happen. It's part of it happening. 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-439-KPFA, and online at kpfa.org. It's magic. Be part of it.
1-800-HEY-KPFA. They can't skip the hey part. But yeah, 1-800-439-5732. Yeah, magnetizing matter into, no, the other way around. Magnetizing metaphor into matter mojo. There we go. Yeah, because, you know, because also our team captains have said, and the next 70 years of KPFA, it's like, sure, what the hell? Because
that's
when KPFA,
right, it's our
was
birthday.
Born,
mm-hmm.
Right, April 15th, 1949, it's a bore. Mercury in Aries at the music of the spheres, may music again waft out, you know, and gladden the hearts. The sun and the north node, born very close to an eclipse, KPFA was, and the image is a woman bursting with gifts more than she can hold. This station, humans come and go, we're all befoibled, but the station Pacifica, the goddess of peace, is strong. And Mars in Pisces, and Venus in Pisces, and the sun in Pisces, and all of that. And I just want to introduce part of our mythic vocabulary. A guest a long time ago also introduced Eris, goddess of disruption. There's a planet way out in the Kuiper Belt beyond Pluto called Eris, goddess of disruption. Moves around every 500 years. So for all of us, we're all born, and KPFA is born, with Eris in Aries, and so are we. But now and over these next many years, Eris will be transiting KPFA's sun, Venus, for the next quite a long time. And I like that, meaning, you know, what is positive disruption? You know, go and disrupt, you know, corruption, disrupt the polluting industries, disrupt anything. And this is part of our backstage swoosh. When KPFA was born, everything is backstage, which is radio, of course, invisible. We speak to the invisible parts of people. There's such magic to this media. We so love it, and to have it be liberated from corporate control, or the fabulous movie Knock Down the House, you know, political machines suppress democracy. Corporate sponsorship of, you know, whatever suppresses communication. And so we're still this vital, all of us here, this vital dynamic, and I think it wants to come alive more. And part of the beauty of now, you know, is we have the sun in Taurus, incarnational actuality. And then
that's semi-sun.
Oh, good. You sensualist. You pleasure me.
And Venus in Pisces, which is where it is. It's recreating my birth chart, right, even as we speak, I think.
Yes. Venus
Mercury in Taurus.
Pisces. So, yeah, fabulous. Good for you. Well, you know that you're a complete animist. And now, see, soon we can all come out of hiding. You know, it's like we're not hiding our altars anymore. We're not hiding. This is the time right now to use everything, speak to the best parts of people. But also for us now, and we will dedicatedly pitch, but there's a beautiful pattern now. Sun in Taurus, just like Chris, and it's got a quirky angle to Jupiter in Sagittarius, 22+, whose image is the crown and torch of the Statue of Liberty, the necessity to defend democracy from tyranny. And we go, oh, right. And the quirky angle is to take these stories, to take that symbol of the Statue of Liberty, the necessity to defend democracy from tyranny, and Taurus it, embody it. Embody it in however we define wealth, embody it in resources, embody it in every cell of our body. See the Statue of Liberty, you know, moving molecularly into our own customized molecules of incarnational reality, going, wah, no, no, no. And that's kind of the assignment. And I think that's part of KPFA and Visionary Activist Show and your beautiful work, Chris. You know, it's like, let's embody this, you know, and that it's good to be here. You know, as Robert Bly, guest friend of show, quoting Kabir, he says, friend,
you know, hope for the thing while you're alive. If you think, if you're waiting till you're dead, you will simply end up with an embassy suites in the city of death, right? Do it now. Do it now. You know, and now while we have bodies and while we have a station and while we have building and while we have, you know, transformers and while we have animals out there. And, you know, when you said it's like, you know, so pledge for those dedicated listeners who are in prison. We have a lot of prison listeners. We love them. A lot of people's animals listen to this show, they tell me. I think that's just high praise. So pledge
indeed
for your animal kin and pledge for your garden, and a lot of people say they listen to the show when they're gardening. It's like, that is great. And they go, the plants like it too. Hi there. You know, everything alive, everything's coming alive. And that means also the money that we pledge, and let's liberate money from it having had to hang out in sordid circumstances, and let's liberate it as well. So it's fun as you call 1-800-439-5732, and we have all these wonderful thank you gifts and everything.
Indeed.
that are on point. But just either, you don't have to slow down the fabulous phone team, although they could use more volunteers, and we love them. But you know, if they're in a rush, you don't need to say a whole paragraph, but you can mutter it internally to yourself by the pledging of this money. May it be that democracy be secure. May it be that wild ideas have a form. May it be that whatever you want to do, just, you know, all it takes is just adding a little dedication to the gesture to get even more bonus points.
Indeed. As Sarah in Richmond is going to be learning about self-compassion, finding more compassion. I love it. Thank you to someone in Oakland calling earlier, and Lee in San Jose. Did I mention? No, I didn't mention it. Getting the intuition set. So intuition for $50, relieve stress for $50, self-compassion for $50, pain relief for $50, all four for $150. These are all MP3 downloads of multiple meditations toward the goal of improving, unlocking your intuition, developing your intuition, or relieving your stress, finding inner peace, self-compassion during sleep. I can't imagine. I'm going to add that one. I'd really.
I know. I can't imagine. So I must.
Besides dreaming or whatever, harnessing the power of kindness, and then help ease pain, defeat pain, and transform pain to peace. These are amazing.
It's very useful, and it's very contributing to each person, and also contributing to the whole larger field that we're all a part of. I think that's really, that our species have manners, that our species, you know, humbly cooperate with nature's guiding genius, that we all be in as good a shape with reciprocal blessing as possible, in order to do this work unfolding before us, which is so important, to save as much life as possible.
And it's hard to remember this stuff, isn't it? It's hard. That's why I tune in to Caroline when I can, when I'm not like upstairs editing something, because it. She reminds us of the magic. She reminds us of the spirit. She reminds us of these connections that are always there, but we get distracted because that's the business of the outer world, is distraction and chaos. And we need this reminder that the goodness does exist. It's really a blessing. 1-800-439-5732.
Right, All News and Distraction Radio, which this is not. And what you're saying, you know, is that, you know, the Neptune part of all of us, this is dust language, nothing to worry about believing, but it's just true. But we can feel it, that the hypnotic magnetism of inappropriate, news narration is waning. You know, just for my own self, I used to watch quite a lot of cable news, and it's gone. I can't. You know, it's just so unreliable. It's just so muggly. It's just so destructive. And so we go for the real news. You know, the alternative news sources, but also the mythic news as well. And then also participants. You know, we're making the news. What is the desirable news? Here's the critique, and then what is the antidote we're going to call into the world? And that's what, you know, this show has been dedicated to for 23 years, and Chris's work as well, and KPFA, and why we offer these relevant thank you gifts, right? Just so that we can all support each other. And we're all the party of campers packing their canoe at twilight. Here we go. You know, and may it go well for us. And
1-800-439-5732. Thank you to Jennifer and Burlingame. Many thanks to you. Someone called from Palo Alto. Thank you. Somebody from Albany is going to be improving their intuition. Robert in Petaluma got the whole nine, yeah. All four, as did Carolyn in Oakland. Hallelujah. Yeah. Phoebe so in Berkeley. Hello. I wonder if this is my Phoebe. Pain relief. Sarah, self-compassion. I think we mentioned that before. So folks are going to be feeling better and stronger and having more power to create beauty.
As I am always when I cahoot with you, Chris Welsh. Mwah.
Love you.
Love you. And thanks always to Erica Bridgen, who's just such a stalwart, great ally, our board op, and to the phone team and to the Fund Drive team, who are so patient and good sports as well, and to Belworth Knapperstek and Guided Journeys, and well, to everybody. May we all do well. Thank you so much, Chris, and thank you so much, Erica. We will reconvene next week. Woof, woof, woof.